Today is the official switchover from analog to digital television broadcasting. This is a requirement by the International Telecommunications Union. But it seems Ghana has missed out in meeting the deadline. So what are the implications for Ghana's inability to meet the deadline? We have in the studio the Director of Technical Production at the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation in the person of Oscar Incho to tell us where Ghana is with regards to the transition. You're welcome, Mr. Incho.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us, what does it mean to say switching over from analog to digital?
Switching over from analog to digital, it refers to the stage of the process of changing the mode of broadcasting television where you use digital transmitters to carry the programs, in which case you need digital reception systems for the viewers to be able to receive. In a situation like that, the switch over refers to the end of the process where you have to switch off the analog transmitter so people can only receive transmission by digital means. That is either by digital TV receiver or with a set-top box that converts the digital transmission to analog for the analog transmission.
And so why has Ghana failed to meet the deadline? Today is the last date. How come we're here?
I should say that Ghana started the process of migration, that is the transition to move from analog to digital television broadcasting, as far back as 2010, and set up a committee. The committee established all the technical standards and the requisite processes that were required for us to migrate. But of course, it requires a lot of approvals and funding. It requires contracting and observing a lot of procedures that will enable us migrate successfully. Having set up the committee and the process in place in 2010, by 2011, a contract had already been awarded to a contractor to roll out digital migration. This happened to just be around the time for elections in 2012. And as you know, elections affect a number of processes. But after the elections, it was expected that we'll get back to work and see to the various things that we needed to do to move on. There were some amount of challenges in tying up funding and other things. And finally, it was as if we were not making much progress. And that led to termination of the first contract, and a new contract had to be awarded through a process of procurement, evaluation, and the rest of it. Unfortunately, it was some of these challenges that were being addressed that led to Ghana having been delayed. And today, we've just declared that we are about ready with the process of starting the rollout. Even though we are late, we are not in danger, and that by October we should see Accra and Kumasi having the digital system in place for very many of the viewers, and then we'll follow up with some of the regions, particularly Volta region, Upper East, Upper West. As you see, they are in the border areas. It is very important to protect ourselves from signals coming from border areas or across our borders that could disturb our analog transmission, because the deadline means that nobody is coming to switch off your analog transmission. But then if others have migrated and you haven't, it's possible that some digital transmission which has been given that that range could penetrate into your border areas and interfere with your analog services. And so you cannot complain because the protection has been taken away. That is where we are. But the reason I said we are not in any danger is that just as we are going through challenges and addressing them and we are late, all the other countries too around us are following the same kind of process. They are also late. None of them is very near any switchover yet. And so, but we are not taking chances based on what is happening across our borders. We are just saying that to Switching over. We are closer to launching the installations. And as I said, by October, we are expecting that if everything goes well, Accra and Kumasi will be fully covered very well with digital signals. And then in about 2 months' time, about 3-4 regions will be added. So I think that...
on the whole, how many months will it take for the whole of Ghana to have switched over?
It could take a long time, but we don't have that luxury. So we have given ourselves 9 months.
9 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And then when we finish the installations, because we have to allow time for people to acquire the receivers, we would add a time when there will be both analog and digital transmission. I'll be counting on Radio News, all journalists in the country, and all the media houses to support us with the message of taking up a digital kind of reception means to enable us have more people getting the means to receive digital transmission. Then we can switch off.
So why has the issue of digital migration, it seems to be focusing on television. Why does radio come in this digital process?
Yeah, in 2006, digital migration was discussed. It was discussed for both radio and television. But the pressure is on TV. The pressure is on television because the broadcasting band, television occupies more bandwidth in terms of video bandwidth than audio. So the bandwidth for radio broadcasting had been consumed in other parts of the world long. So it has restricted the ability even to migrate to higher formats like high definition TV and to bring pleasure to people. We have lost the days of cinema that had very good quality.
Yeah.
And we want to get back there and even go beyond. But then we were restricted. So there was this thinking that we have to find a better way of transmitting to be able to do more. And digital was the solution. So it also has to do for radio. But the pressure on radio is not so high because FM is giving good quality for now. But radio would definitely migrate as well.
And how long would that take us to get to that point?
Some countries in Europe are already migrated to digital radio. And GBC has plans.
But unique. It's on digital. Sometimes when I switch on my...
No, unique is using digital production systems, digital production in the studios, at the OB, in capturing whatever you want to broadcast. But the transmitter is analog.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what's the difference between tuning onto a normal radio and then a unique on digital?
Unique
television
on digital would have had better quality and better services. Better services in the sense that you can also add maybe some tracks, some information. You can data can also be carried to the display parts of the new systems of radio. And apart from that, the transmitter for TV now will be carrying many channels. The transmitter for digital radio also will be carrying, it will be good for GBC because then we'll have Radio 1, Radio 2, Obonu, Unique, and many more that you are dreaming of on the same transmitter. What's better than this?
I was going to ask you about the other advantages, but you've mentioned that the many channels you're going to have on television. But does Ghana suffer any penalty for not meeting the deadline?
No. As I said, no penalties were going to be attached to that. The only caution was that if you did not migrate, your analog transmission ceases to have protection from the international body, which is seen to harmonious use of the spectrum. So that is the only thing. But so long as our neighbors were even ahead of them, that threat is not there, and therefore we have to work quickly and ensure that even before there is the sign of any threat, we are already migrated.